Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be one of the real fun segments we do around here. I've been mixing things up since we moved from sports. It's because I still do plenty of sports. There's plenty of Lamar Jackson and Luke and I talking about the Ravens game this week or last week or next week and playoff hopes as we get through the holidays. But when I get together with my sponsors, and especially people that I've been having on the program for a long, long time, everybody knows that once March happened and COVID happened, we've moved into the Zoom room now, and everything we're doing at Baltimore Positive brings a face to go with the voice. Man, I thought you were just a dude on the internet, Teddy. I didn't even know. Like, now that I can Zoom with you and bring you in and I got a Zoom room, I feel like I'm right inside the Planet Fitness with you. In the old days, I just had to hold up the water cooler and talk about working out, $10 a month and all that stuff. Look at you, man. You got like – I'm ready to get on a tread right behind you right now and start running.
That's right. That's right. And it's a pleasure to be on here. Like you said, it's more like a family feel, right? I can see you. I can feel you. We always connect on our energy levels. You're so high energy. I like to think that I'm high energy. As soon as I roll out of bed, I'm ready to get saucy.
When do you get up, man? I'm a 3 a.m. riser as a 52-year-old. And, you know, my old man used to get out of bed at 4 a.m. every day.
Okay.
And he worked down at the Point, you know, he'd take the number 4 bus at North Point Boulevard down to Bethlehem Steel. And
yeah.
And I marveled that my father could get up at that hour. And I, into my 30s, I couldn't get out of bed before 10 in the morning, right? Now I get out of bed at like 3 in the morning, and
right.
I create websites, and I make Zoom meetings with people
yeah.
like you. But, I mean, there really is something about, like, moving first thing in the morning that's something that I was not good at as a younger person to get my metabolism moving, you know?
Right. And here's the thing. I wake up at 5 a.m. I'm a 5 a.m. type of a guy. I like to get out of bed, get a good dynamic stretch, and then go get a workout in.
But you work out first. So it's first thing in the morning is the way you do it.
Yeah, first thing in the morning. Because I feel like, you know, it starts you off on the right trajectory for the rest of your day. And that's just mental. You know, mentally, it gets you in a good disposition to say at least by, you know, 6:30, depending on how long your workout is, you've already accomplished something to be proud of, you know. And then whatever else happens throughout the day is kind of the icing on top of the cake. Not to mention that when you actually start moving, your brain releases serotonin, which is responsible for that feel-good euphoric feeling in your body.
I'm going to give Planet Fitness some real love here. First off, the Brick family, the Woods family, everybody that has supported us from the beginning through all of this. But my wife, you know, my wife's a 2-time cancer survivor, but this
right.
was before she had cancer, okay? So I'm going back to maybe 9, 8, 9, 10, Jillian Michaels, you know, Planet Fitness is coming online. I'm hearing about it now. PF's all over the world. You know, I
right.
see the Bricks opening facilities over on the Gold Coast, Australia, and just everywhere, right? So,
yeah.
And you know, we promoted the John W. Brick family. I had Victor on. I had Vicky last week from out in Portland. So, you know, we connect on fitness through all of this stuff. But my wife started watching The Biggest Loser.
Uh-huh.
A long time, you know, watching, and PF was such a part of that early on, and learning about hydration. Again, I only say this because you talk about the pride of getting to work out in the morning. My wife's been
right.
working out every morning since the beginning of COVID, and, you know, treadmill and yoga and the floor and whatever. And she said to me today, she's an engineer. She begins her work day at 8 a.m. And
uh-huh.
about 7:58, she's like, whew, I'm pooped. And I'm like, good, now it's time to go to work. But I mean, there is a feeling for all of that, for everybody out there, that, you know, the energy doesn't come in a candy bar late in the afternoon, even though the commercial says it might. The energy really comes from the motion of getting moving early in the day. And I'm 52 years old now. And I can promise you that, you know, part of that is, you know, nutrition and diet, but just good old fashioned, like, movement, just flat out movement. And I know that's what you preach at Planet Fitness.
For sure. I mean, everybody, you know, has to understand that the way that they move and the time that they can move is unique to themselves. And that's perfectly fine. You know, I think that Planet Fitness does a really good job of dispelling some of the myths around the conventional thoughts around fitness. You know, some people feel like you don't get an effective workout if it's not 90 minutes or more, or you got to have bulky weights or big lunky equipment in order for you to get any type of results. But that's just simply not true. You know, so Planet Fitness is all about whatever time you have to commit to it, to devote to yourself, is enough, right? You can, the most important weight that you have is your body weight, you know, and just feeling like, hey, again, I accomplished something today. I invested in my well-being today, and that'll reap benefits as we go. And I think that that's the most important thing, Nash, is that everybody understands you start where you are. You take the first step in your journey. Don't try to compete with anybody else. Don't try to look like anybody else. Don't do it for anybody else. Do it for yourself, and you'll be surprised at how extraordinary you can actually be.
Teddy has become an internet superstar, and I had him back on the show before, Planet Fitness and our friends here locally. Safety, working out, working in, downloading the app, you know, for all that we've gone through the last 7 or 8 months, and you've really stepped up and stepped out. I mean, you've been an ambassador for Planet Fitness all over the world, literally on the website. I want to pull the website up. Talk about your journey from March till now and the notion of internet workouts. I mean, my wife has been doing yoga in the morning. She's got yoga queens all over the air. There's a lot of things out there, but PF's in everybody's neighborhood. They're everywhere. They're designed to help people. And then there's the whole part where we're all connected and stuck in our house and saying, where's the workout I can trust? And literally hundreds of thousands of people now have been following your workouts and your tips here, right here from Baltimore, right?
That's right. Born and raised Baltimore on the east side. You mentioned the number 4. I used to catch the number 3 to get to school back in the day.
Well, see, the number 3 used to go past a Memorial Stadium from Bainesville. Right. I took the 22 out of Highlandtown behind G&A Coney Island Hot Dog. So we took the 23 to Highlandtown, transfer, and then, you know, maybe get a Lonas Pizza or some Rivera's Pizza. I'm talking 78, 79 now. We're going way back.
I used to catch the number 3 from Northwood Plaza up to where my elementary school was I Emmanuel Lutheran, and back, you know. So it was –
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Poly, BPI. Oh,
all right, go engineers. You know, I had Todd Schuler on this week from Blondell Miller Schuler talking about the Calvert Hall Loyola thing. Right. And, you know, I'm old enough that I remember going out to Memorial Stadium when, you know, City Poly, that was the big game. Calvert Hall Loyola was the, sort of the undercard, you know. That was only the mid-continental title. That wasn't the world championship. But, you know, for the engineers, man, there were some days with Poly now. They had some, you know, buttons. I mean, they had some serious players over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And still do, Nestor. Let me just say, don't speak in the past tense, my friend. We'll always be relevant.
You guys are hilarious, man. I have Brandon Scott on, our Mayor Scott now. You Mervo, you know, everybody's crazy. I'm Dundalk High, man. This is my Dundalk High Hall of Fame, you know, plaque that I keep on the leg lamp. So we all have our high school thing. So Teddy Savage is here. He is with PF, Planet Fitness, PlanetFitness.com. Look, I want to go up to the website. I'm going to pull this up, take my good-looking face and your good-looking face off of here. Tell everybody about the mask and masking up and everything that you've sort of stood for here with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. So like you said, it all started back in mid-March when things started to change for everyone. You know, everything that we thought we knew for a long period of time had been shaken up. But one thing Planet Fitness understood was that we wanted to stay connected to our members, but also our non-members as well. So we launched the United We Move campaign. And again, it started back in mid-March. And it was our way to show everyone that you can still get in a great workout in the confines of your living room without any weights at all. We not only wanted to cater these workouts to those individuals that were already part of the PF family, but we also wanted to touch the non-members as well, because again, Planet Fitness is all about you belong, not just for our members, but trying to create a more healthy planet altogether. And so if you log in to Planet Fitness's Facebook Live page Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's free of charge. And it's various dynamic trainers, all certified, all well-knowledged, and they really do a good job of connecting the dots between exercise, functional movement, and helping to get you up and moving. As you can see right there, I don't know who that handsome guy is, but
it looks like Teddy Tuesday is what it looks like to me.
that's what they gave me, Nestor. So they gave me my own day, Teddy Tuesday. And you know, one thing I really believe in, and I believe that ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, Nestor, is that you empower yourself through education. So that's what I try to do on Tuesdays, is teach everybody certain things about fitness and have fun doing it. And I call it getting saucy, right? But here's the thing, Nestor. This is the most important thing. We want people to feel comfortable and confident to get back into the gym. As you were showing, We have several safety protocols that we launched, and we call them the social fitness guidelines. And it starts before you even get into the gym, right? And as you can see right there, if you look at the crowd meter, you can go back up just a little bit for me.
Right here.
That crowd meter is awesome because it shows you how many people are in your gym compared to the max occupancy of that particular club.
Wow, okay.
Right. So if you fit, and this is in real time, if you feel like you want to go when there's not a lot of people there so you can have enough space, then you can decide when the time is right based on what you know, not off of what you feel. Then once you come in, you actually use that app and you scan in touchless into your workout. Now, we do ask everyone to mask up and keep moving, right? That just means to mask up as you navigate through the gym, but not necessarily when you're actively working out. Now, requirements in this particular instance vary per location because of all of the different things we have out there with local legislation and all. But we want people to understand this. Even if you mask up, there's several ways you can still have a great workout. You can listen to your body, stay healthy and confident, and still get an effective experience. We're cleaning the club. As you can see, we're proud to be a clean thumb club. We ask everyone to clean our equipment before and after they work out on that. And we call it being clean citrate. And it's really been beneficial for the member experience.
Well, we're all in it together, right? I mean, everybody wants to stay clean here. I mean, as much as we see these knuckleheads, you know, running through some Walmart without a mask on somewhere, 99.9% of the people I've encountered here in Maryland, and I've traveled a little bit during this period of time. I mean, people respect what's going on here, and they're seeing others battle this, and no one wants this, and no one wants to give this to anybody else, you know?
Right, and the thing about that is we all have to understand the role that we play in being a solution to what's going on right now. And if you're not a solution, then you're preventing us from arriving at that solution. So masking up is not just something that we ask each individual to do because we feel like it's something that we want. We want everyone to mask up because we want to create a healthier planet for everyone. And that's the most important thing.
Teddy Savage joining us here. Planet Fitness. It looks like you're right in the gym there. I know you got the everybody's got fun backgrounds. I mean, I couldn't convince. I was with Julia Marchiari Alexander from the Walters Art Gallery the other day. She had the Palazzo behind her. And, you know, my boy Bill Cole puts roofs behind him. And I had to convince her that this wasn't like a backdrop, that that's really a leg lamp, but I could pick it up and shove it into the camera. She's like, no, that's got to be a backdrop. I'm like, no, that's a real Taharka ice cream box back there. Ted, I'm going to do, and you know, my friends at the Brick family, everybody there would appreciate that I can mix and match. So look, I promote fried chicken from Royal Farms. I promote Western fries, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, we are going to be eating a lot of Taharka ice cream here as we delivered for $15.70. off to you anywhere you are, and social change here in Baltimore, including eggnog, sweet potato crumble, great stuff. So, you know, part of this is an eating time, brother. I mean, and I don't just mean the Pizza Johns and the cheesesteaks and Lord knows the crab cakes we're delivering and eating from Fadley's and Costas, and but we're all eating, and I think we go back for seconds on Thanksgiving. Teddy, I bought a pumpkin pie the other night. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. And I got pumpkin pie ice cream from Taharka, pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin pie cheesecake ice cream. I got cookies and cream. So I love ice cream, and I have a cone every night, two little scoops every night at Taharka, literally.
Right.
But I've become crazy about hydration. Mm-hmm. I've become crazy about first meal of the day. And I think I've mentioned this to you because you've been on before with me.
Right.
As much as I talk about my wife getting in great shape, you know, throughout her battles with cancer, and I mean, she's just beautiful right now. She's every morning she gets up and works out and does things and is eating right. She's diabetic, so she's measuring things. Right. But in 2005, 2006, right after we got married, she and I put on the happy honeymoon 20, right? So, you know what I mean? So we look back at our pictures, and I can pull some pictures up. There's a picture of she and I on the top of Corcovado in Brazil. And this was in March of 2006. And I look like I swallowed, the Holy Redeemer at that point. Because, I mean, I was a little, I looked a little bigger.
Right.
And we needed to lose weight. And the thing that started me on the journey to lose weight, and I had been fit, and I had run before, run 10Ks, and I'd been in and out of, you know, every Bally's back in 1982, and didn't know anything about how to work out. Reading, you know, GNC books and taking protein and all this crazy stuff going on. let alone the illicit stuff that was going on, let alone in Major League Baseball in the 90s.
But
trying to truly get healthy, I started watching like a celebrity fit club. Mm-hmm. And every 1980s television actor that was trying to lose weight or, you know, whoever it was, the first thing they talked about was diet in the morning. They all ate oatmeal. They all had complex nut, grain, and fruit and water and a lot of hydration. Yeah. And I want to say, when people ask me, like, hey, you know, people from high school see me, hey, you kept weight off, whatever, you must be running 100 miles. I'm like, no. I have a different metabolism. But I drink so much water. My first meal of the day, despite me eating some ice cream with the Harco once in a while, my first meal of the day is always a berry and stuff like that. Tell me what you eat and what you recommend for people, because it changed my life. Like, literally losing that weight in 2006, and I've kept it off for 14 years. I had to throw away every pair of underwear, every pair of sock, every belt, every shirt, everything I went from extra large in my closet to pretty much medium and small.
I love it. And you bring up a great point, Nessa, and it's not really about trying to fit somebody else's diet plan, because there's so many fad diet plans out there.
Oh, my God. In the 15 years, there's been keto. Remember the carb load, the carb dough, the Atkins was, I mean, all of that. You know what I decided to do? Drink water and eat fresh, good stuff. And mix in a cheesesteak and a pizza when I can. Not three slices. Dennis Colazzo, from Coots 4, we talk about, he's a fitness instructor as well. We talk about portion control. Just like, I eat all of this stuff. I had Royal Farms last night. My wife and I got one chicken breast, split it in half, had it over a salad. Right. There you go.
And see, and that's the thing about it. I want everybody to understand, it's about being mindful about what you're eating and what it's going to do in your body. I think that's the most important thing, is educating yourself on the nutrients that you're absorbing and how it plays a part in creating either energy, balance, decreasing harmful levels and increasing positive levels in your body. And then you can have those, the chicken, the rice, the whatever you really indulge in, but understanding like, hey, I can't do too much of it, because I need to create balance and symmetry in a positive way.
All right, dude, you want to see this picture? Hold on, let me show you the picture, man. How about that?
Yeah, look at Nestor.
Dude, there's like two of me there. Look at this. So, you know, I relate to people who battled weight, because like, I really battled my weight for a long time. I had a nickname in middle school, it was Meatball. I'm not making that up, you know, literally, you know? So like, That sits with you from 1980, 81, 82. And, you know, and more than just how you look, it's really about how you feel.
Oh, yeah. And the feel part of it is key, because when you eat the right things and you eat things that are fresh, you shop the outer perimeter of the grocery store, because that's where the fresh things usually are. It makes you feel better because it's doing things your body doesn't have to work as hard to digest it. When you eat things that aren't fresh, your body is going to try to do whatever it needs to do to extract the nutrients to perform and to just carry on, right? And so if it has to work harder, you're going to feel tired, sluggish, you know, you're going to feel like you're heavy and things of that nature. Whereas when you eat the fresh fruits, the fresh vegetables, you have fiber, you drink, like you said, you hydrate properly, because hydration is key to digestion, not just feeling hydrated. It definitely makes you feel a lot better. And you got to understand metabolic rate too. And I don't want to speak over anybody's head, but the way that it breaks down is, if you eat smaller meals throughout the day, your body will burn things off quicker because it knows it'll be replenished in another 2 hours or 2.5 hours. When you only eat 2 or 3 times a day, your body will hold on to things for longer periods of time, because it doesn't know when it's going to be replenished. And that's what slows down your metabolic rate. So, you know, that's kind of how it shakes out. Of course, you throw in cardio to that equation, but that's pretty much what it means.
Well, look, man, I didn't just get you on during Thanksgiving to tell you, wag your finger, don't eat cookies, no pie, no ice cream. No, because we're going to, you know, I mean, we're going to indulge. We're all stuck at home. I think the message here is work in, work out, stretch with Teddy, give him some time on a Tuesday night, download the app at Planet Fitness. You guys hear me talking about PF all the time.
Right.
We want to put the name with the face, let everybody know you're East Baltimore, but went to school in Mid Baltimore, up, down, Poly. Poly never played Dundalk, so we had, you know, I got nothing but love for you, bro. You know,
no,
I mean,
rivalry there, brother. No rivalry.
We're
there.
All in it together on Sundays with the Ravens, or Thursdays this month with the Cowboys and whatever. Hey, man, thank you for spending some time. I'm thrilled for your success, what you're doing. I'm sure the rest of your life you're going to have people come up to you and say, hey, man, you helped me out. I watched that workout. And, you know, just like anyone that's sort of given that gift of better health to people. And I'll just say this, and I'll say this on the Thanksgiving side of things, of how that meal feels when you're that full and that uncomfortable full.
Yeah.
I really feel like I spent a long stretch of my life feeling that way every night after dinner,
right.
You know, when I was a little heavier. And, you know, eating to the point of satisfaction, or
right.
eating just shy of satisfaction, or eating to the point where you're like, oh, that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good thing comes
right.
back to me on Thanksgiving, because, like, you know, we're doing it all, man. Turkey, stuffing. My wife said to me, she said something blasphemous, and I went along with it. And I don't even know why I went along with it.
Cosby,
probably because we went down to the Guinness factory and I had some good sauerkraut last week. She said, I don't think we should have sauerkraut and so kielbasa this year for Thanksgiving. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I mean, she said, but nobody's coming over to eat it. And I'm like,
right.
I'll eat it, but I have so I've given up sauerkraut and kielbasa this year. So we're gonna do it for Christmas, not for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But we eat a lot of food, and there's that feeling of like being full and getting off the couch and all of that.
Right.
And I just want to say one thing about people getting started.
Yeah.
Brian Baldinger, my dear friend, and Baldy's Breakdowns, 20 years ago we were doing a show together up at NFL Films, and he was talking about yoga. And here's
right.
a 6'6" monster, played 14 years in the NFL on all AstroTurf back in the 80s, doing yoga and teaching, you know, saying, yeah, you got to do yoga nasty, yeah. You know, and all these years later, the stretching part
right.
was, I would say, Baldy, man, I can't even, like, reach my knees, let alone my toes. You're asking me to stretch, bro? Now I'm like Gumby, right? I mean, I could show you. I'm wearing my sweatpants. I got my pajamas off for you. These are actual sweatpants just for
I
you.
I feel special.
Just for PF. That's what I do for Planet Fitness. But but in stretching, I started with, all right, I can reach this hair on my knee. I can reach that mole on my thigh. Oh, my God. I can almost see my ankle. Oh, look at that. That's my ankle. Hey, maybe I could. So 20 years later,
right.
You know, I am as flexible a 52-year-old guy this side who's never been a hockey goaltender, because I stretch all day. It's just it's what I do. I will stretch when I'm done with this, because I sit in this damn chair all day long, and it's not normal to be, you know, shaped like an L, right? So stretching is a huge part of this.
Huge part of it. And to kind of go back to how you started this thing, Nestor, I want everybody to understand right now, it's so many things to be stressed about in this year. So don't stress yourself out about eating for Thanksgiving. Indulge in your favorite meals. Do whatever you want to do.
I love this. You're giving me permission. Thank you.
Eat the sauerkraut and the kielbasa if you want to. Don't tell your wife I told you to, because I don't want her coming after me, Nestor. But I want everybody to know it's okay to enjoy your foods and your meals. Again, just do some type of activity to get your body moving so you can offset whatever calories you take in. And again, it's not about counting those calories, just having fun and getting your body moving. But to your point you just made, Nestor, and a lot of people don't understand the difference in stretching. There's different kinds of stretching. You have dynamic stretching, which is when you're moving your body through the stretching movements, which is really good to do before any type of a workout or rigorous activity. And then there's static stretching, which is more stationary in nature, where you're really focused on breathing through the movements. And what it will ultimately do, and you described it perfectly, it will increase your range of motion over time. Your flexibility is a byproduct of increasing your range of motion. So you can touch your knee.
It comes with you gotta keep doing it. That's all.
Right.
Just keep doing
incremental investments. Incremental investments.
And then you're less likely to get injured when you slip on the ice in a couple of weeks or whatever we're going to do. Hey, Teddy, take care of yourself, all right? I mean, rest up. It's a big Tuesday night in Teddy's world. And we'll promote Planet Fitness. We talk about it all the time at PF. Staying safe if you're in the gym.
Yes.
Downloading the app and working in if you're out of the gym. And Teddy's there every Tuesday night. And your workouts, I can get them anytime, right? If I want to watch it on a Saturday morning, it's there for me, right?
Absolutely. You can carry the gym with you in your pocket. And here's the thing, Nestor, you don't even have to be a Planet Fitness member to enjoy the functionality of the Planet Fitness app. Download it. Check out those workouts because we have them embedded. But also check out all of the other cool features we have there as well. And really immerse yourself in how Planet is trying to connect with everyone across the world to create a better, more healthy world to live in.
Pumpkin, sweet potato, apple, pecan. What's your jam? Mincemeat? What are you eating?
I'm an apple pie kind of guy, Nestor. I'm an apple pie, 2 scoops of ice cream, French vanilla.
Taharka, vanilla bean.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be looking for a delivery of that ice cream.
Hey, listen, $15.70 off. We deliver the box 8 to your door, $40. $40.30, $15.70 off. One click throughout December. You tell them when it's ice cream. It melts, Teddy. So you got to be there to make sure you get it. And they have a little pumpkin spice latte, too. You might want to check out, too. All right?
I mean, nobody's going to say no to pumpkin spice. I'm going to just say that.
They have an apple butter salted caramel swirl. Streusel.
Wow. First of all, the fact that it's a cumbersome title lets me know that it's going to be delicious.
You know what I love? I love I'm talking to a workout guy about ice cream on Thanksgiving. This is when you know we're doing our job. Teddy, take care. We'll have you back on again soon, okay, for New Year's resolution, because I have a feeling not everybody's going to listen to us, and they may overindulge a little bit with the Taharka. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as they're getting their stretch and their workout and hydrate. Take care, all right? We'll see you at the gym.
You as well, Nestor. Have a great holiday, my friend.
You got it. Teddy Savage joining us here. He is at Planet Fitness. You can find them at PF and planetfitness.com. You hear the ads. You know about all of our sponsors around here. They're the ones that make this happen during the holiday season. We're appreciative to the Brick family and everybody out at Planet Fitness and planetfitness.com. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. Working out, working in, and staying Baltimore positive.